These roadblocks on the streets and neighborhoods around Sudan's capital, Khartoum, are now a common sight. Once used to keep out security forces during anti-government protests against then-President Omar al-Bashir in 2019, they've become a symbol of rejection of Monday's military coup. And on the third day of the military takeover, in Atbara, the city where the revolution that overthrew Bashir started, people were back on the streets. In Khartoum, protesters have called for a general strike and civil disobedience. State oil workers, doctors, businesses, and other sectors have responded to that call.
Malls, banks, government institutions, and private companies are all closed. This is a full civil strike, and people are preparing for the main event on October 30th.
These people were elected because we saw that they had the know-how, but the military didn't give them the space to do their jobs. Right now, because the military has power, they have halted the path and taken us back to square one, but that doesn't work for us. This is why it's better than Al-Burhan reverses his decisions.
The coup has already had an economic and political impact on Sudan. The U.S. has announced it will hold back a $700 million assistance package that was meant for the transitional government that has been deposed. The African Union suspended Sudan's membership on Wednesday, and the World Bank, which provided financial assistance, has withheld that too. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan said he took power and dissolved the cabinet to avoid sliding into civil war. He's promised a cabinet of professionals. But some analysts say forming a government accepted by all will not be easy.
If they manage to come up with an acceptable government that is formed with a real expert who are independent from political affiliations, who can be trusted to take the country into election in 2023 or 2024, as it was stipulated before, I think that will be the key.
These demonstrators say they'll continue to build their momentum for more protests calling for an end to the military rule. Several people have been killed since the coup on Monday and many more injured, but protesters say they'll go on until their aims are achieved. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.